This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, Kyle Mullen.
Good morning, Sue. Thanks for your time. Happy Friday, everyone.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. And you know, after a week of snow in the air, we just wanted all to leave.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you're running for the seat that is held currently by Kevin Hagerty, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Talk about your interest in this particular seat and give us some details of who you are, Kyle Mullins.
Thanks, Sue. I've been interested in public service all my life, and I think it should be a part of everyone's life at some point. I was raised by very compassionate parents, always putting others before themselves, and that's what led to my interest in helping people. This was something I thought about for a long time. First person I talked to was my wife, which is something I'd recommend to any would-be candidate out there. It's always a good first step. And despite having no money and a newborn, she and I made the decision to go ahead for this. So we're off and running, and we feel a lot of momentum and energy in this campaign. A lot of new faces to the process, and just want to do right by the people of the 112th.
Okay, what are your biggest legislative priorities that you're looking at?
Sure. I think, you know, we need to strengthen our communities and create jobs. And you have to do that by first making this an area that's conducive to future generations finding jobs, good-paying jobs. We need to increase our support for public education. We need to increase our support for trade schools so we could be training our future generations for the jobs of the future. I think we need real property tax solutions sooner than later, particularly for seniors on fixed income. And we certainly need a reasonable severance tax implemented finally.
Okay. Let's talk about increased support for public education. We're paying a lot, Kyle, right now to educate kids. I mean, the price tag for each child is pretty expensive, and it goes, I think, anywhere between $9,000 and $13,000. Where do we want to, what does that mean to you? Like, what do you mean? Do you need more money for public education? Where will you get it?
Certainly. I think it's got to be, none of these things are mutually exclusive. I don't think that property tax solutions and more robust and equitable education funding I don't think they conflict with each other. I think they can be complementary, and I do think there are solutions out there that we can focus on, and I really look forward to being part of that conversation.
You are somebody, you've worked for John Blake, right?
I have. That's correct.
Okay, and talk about are your ideas his ideas? Because I'm sure people will think they are.
Oh, sure, and I appreciate that. It's been an honor to serve as Senator Blake's legislative director for the last 7 years, traveling back and forth between Harrisburg on session days and the district office on non-session days. When I, approached him about my interest in running for this seat, the senator was delighted, and he told me to be your own man. Kyle, go out there and be your own man on the campaign trail and as a representative. So that's exactly what I plan on being. I plan on representing the people of the 112th District in my own way. But very proud of my experience and the lessons learned along the way.
Do you still work for him?
I do not. When I filed my nominating petitions on March 6th, I stepped away. This seat deserves a full-time candidate. I do not felt it was appropriate to be a full-time candidate and a Senate staffer at the same time, so I stepped away. And I think this seat needs a full-time representative.
You did talk about real property tax solutions. What is your opinion of Senate Bill 76?
Sure, I think I could absolutely support Senate Bill 76 with some compromise, with some changes. Look, there's been a lot of discussion and back and forth on that proposal, and I don't blame people for their concerns, and I certainly understand what people go through. I pay property tax. My wife and I pay property taxes. We certainly understand that burden is far too great on so many people, including families just starting out and senior citizens on a fixed income. So, Senate Bill 76 is a start. And I think with the passage of last year's constitutional referendum, where the voters spoke and said that we can attack this property tax problem with additional solutions, which the constitutional amendment last year enables us to target property tax relief just to homesteads, so we're not giving big corporate tax breaks and a $13 or $14 billion problem to solve gets cut in half. So it would not require such an increase in either the sales income expansion to so many goods and services, which concerns me. So I think the solution set is there. You just need reasonable people to come around the table. I'm looking very forward to being part of that discussion in Harrisburg. I've been part of that discussion, and I think people on both sides of the aisle who I know well from my experience are really interested in an honest conversation, honest solutions, because the people out there need it. They're paying in some cases far too much, far more than they can bear, and I certainly understand that.
All right, Kyle Mullins, anything else before we let you go for today? I'm sure we'll talk again in the future, by the way, but thanks for doing the show today. And do you have any closing thoughts for the people?
No, I just, for any listeners out there, I'd be grateful for their support on May 15th. Our website is votemullins.com, and it's important that our district has real leadership down in Harrisburg, and that's something I'm ready to deliver on.
Excellent. Thanks for doing the show today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.